Ray Nance spent 25 years with Duke Ellington, beginning in 1940, primarily as a trumpeter but also as a violinist. He was the only violin player Ellington ever employed, of whom Duke said, "He never played a bad note." Ray studied piano from age 6, took lessons on violin, and then taught himself trumpet. Before joining Ellington, he worked primarily as a trumpeter in his own Chicago sextet and in the bands of Earl Hines and Horace Henderson. In the Ellington band, he played excellent trumpet and violin, sang, and danced on stage. Duke used his distinctive and original violin sound as an exotic flavoring in some of his more unorthodox compositions, such as Bakif and Moon Mist. Thank you. Ray Nance, featured on Jazz Violin by Duke Ellington in the early 40s on Moon Mist and Bakif. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you the first of two programs introducing unknown violinists of jazz. Helmut Zacharias brought light classical music and jazz to millions of listeners in post-war Germany and Europe. Born to a family of musicians in 1920, Helmut was a child prodigy, receiving his first violin lesson at age 2, performing in public at age 6, and making his radio debut at age 11 playing a Mozart violin concerto. Known as Die Zaubergeige, the magic violinist, before his passing in 2002, Zacharias had played violin for almost 8 decades, composing over 400 works, selling 14 million records, and making a dozen and a half film and television appearances, including his own TV show from 1968 to 73. During World War II, Zacharias defied a Nazi restriction on swing music, recording in the heart of Berlin in 1942. His original Gut Gelaunt, or Feeling Good, is nominally in a hot club format, a fiddle and 3 guitars, but with the addition of a celeste, and was in direct violation of the Nazi ban on jazz, swing, and what they called decadent music. Feeling Good, Gut Gelaunt, by Helmut Zacharias, recorded in defiance of the Nazis in Berlin in 1942. The School of Violin Jazz is clearly full of remarkable talents who are often classically trained and have usually been inspired by the pioneers like Joe Venuti, Stefan Grappelli, or Steph Smith, who created the style in the 1930s. I hope you're enjoying these hot jazz fiddlers and looking forward to joining me next time for more unknown violinists of jazz. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, providing archival transfer and sound restoration services. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you can send me comments, request program playlists, or learn more about early jazz. Visit me at jazzhot.bigstep.com.
Turn to the right, a little bright light will lead you to my blue.
A unique 1963 Duke Ellington session in Paris featured three superb violinists, Stefan Grappelli, Ray Nance, and Sven Asmussen, playing Ellington originals like Cottontail. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening.